This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, if you're just waking up and turning on your radio, we've been monitoring these clashes going on overnight in Los Angeles, California, on the campus of UCLA, where you've got some anti-Israel protesters. Then you had some pro-Israel protesters show up earlier. And, of course, as you might think, clashes ensued, some people looking like they're getting some pretty good punches thrown at them, in addition to being struck by objects, throwing things at people, all kinds of laser pointers being shown into people's eyes. It is a real melee on the campus of UCLA this morning, as we've been monitoring over the course of our program. Again, we started at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Pacific, and been watching it ever since. So welcome to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, where you can find out about the show. You can also find out about our podcast that's there. You can also pick up the podcast on these various podcast platforms. In fact, we've had listeners tell us they're hearing us on Spotify, for example, or Apple Podcasts, things like that. But the repository of information is going to be, of course, KyleWarrenShow.com. As I said, you can send us a direct message, find out about the podcast, and also, and this is key, find the live streams for the program. Always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. And we get messages. We've been getting messages this morning, of course. Here's one from Lucy, listening on 930, The Answer. And, of course, we've been following Lucy's progress as she's been going through physical therapy and so forth after she got out of the hospital here recently. And so we're glad to hear from Lucy. And she writes in and she says, as she said before, my dad was Associated Press. He is rolling over in his grave at students for Hamas terrorists. She says, Israel is trying to survive. Bingo. That's exactly it, Lucy. Yes, that's right. Israel is trying to survive, and you've got a lot of backing, outside agitators, people that are trying to gin up these protests as it is, but it's more than that. They want the clashes. They want the destabilizing factor that comes with it. They want there to be no peace. In fact, part of what, at least at UCLA and at some of these other campuses, obviously, and it's also spilling over. Just down south from, of course, we had the USC. Now we've got UCLA. UC Irvine is also seeing encampments grow. And so there's all kinds of things happening here in California and other states as well. And especially where there has been some arrests made, it turns out that a lot of these people are not students. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But yes, this is all being done to destabilize. And we hear about these claims or these demands, I should say. The demands have been, well, the university has to divest itself of anything to do with Israel because they don't want the university or anybody to be complicit in the genocide and this kind of stuff. And, you know, obviously that's all easier said than done. But at the same time, that's not how the world's supposed to work. And we shouldn't let it work like that. Okay, you know, it's some kind of protection racket going on. We won't riot and go crazy on your campus if you do this, this, and this that we demand. You know, that's not the way it's supposed to go. Also, of course, at Columbia University, they cleared out Hamilton Hall, And earlier there was a clip I heard on MSNBC where they talked about, well, you know, we're getting to an inflection point here. And, you know, the people that stormed Hamilton Hall, you know, is it lost on them, or maybe it's not lost on them, that this was also occupied during the Vietnam era for protests there. So it's all connected, and we're going to see, we're going to have another Chicago convention for the DNC. So it's all kind of heading this direction, almost a giddy kind of way. You know, I guess, you know, they're trying to analyze it, I suppose. But the idea is there. Yes, there is an inflection point. But I'm telling you, you've got the far left, and they want that inflection point. They want it to be bad. They want it to hurt. They want it to be so disruptive. And we were talking with Denise Simon just a little while ago, talking about where do these people go when the campuses, you know, in about 2 to 3 weeks' time from now, they've done their, they've finished their classes, they've done their graduations, and, you know, there may be some summer classes, I'm sure, typically there are, but overall, the schools that they're done for the summer, they'll come back in the fall. So where do these people go? They'll probably go, as Denise was saying, and I agree with her wholeheartedly. They're going to go to baseball games. They're going to go to other public events. They're going to go to shopping malls. They're going to go wherever people are congregating, because this summer of disruption, I think, is what they really want to have happen. And they put the pressure on. They want to change the U.S. policy against Israel. And you know what? When you have Joe Biden trying to placate and trying to cater to some of these different groups, especially in Michigan, and, you know, oh, look, I'm telling Netanyahu, we had a phone call, and we reiterated to him, you can't go into Rafah, we're not going to support that, and blah, 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 and you tear down, I mean, what Chuck Schumer said, and what some of these other government officials are saying, this isn't the way to go, folks. It's not the way to go, because every single time we diminish Israel publicly, it gives fuel to the fire for these so-called protesters. And in reality, and when they won't let Jewish people move about freely on the campus, there's this viral video now of this young man, a young Jewish man trying to get to class at UCLA, and they, you know, block him off and so forth. You know, somebody stand up and say something, right? This is not cool. You can't go after a specific group, and namely the Jews as well. This, my friends, is something we've got to stop, and we've got to stop it right now. Stay right there. I'll warn with you, we are coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And if you're just turning on your radio, waking up with us here this morning, you got a lot going on, I'll tell you that much, especially out on the West Coast at UCLA, where we continue to see those clashes between protesters, anti-Israel versus pro-Israel. And we understand the LAPD is there. We saw that they got there a little over an hour ago from what we could tell as they were looking around the perimeter, at least on the perimeter there. But at some point, something will have to be done. As I've been talking about, you know, if this was happening at a park and you had two groups of people and they got went over there to rumble or something, you know, the police would show up and they'd have to do something about that. And, of course, this is, I think it, this qualifies. I really do. All right. So, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. And I think we got Mary in St. Pete this morning. I think she would like to opine. Good morning, Mary.
Yes, good morning. What Mr. Markowski was talking about, the automated world taking away boatloads of jobs from people. When you're talking to someone on the phone from a, quote, company, yes, you're probably talking to someone relaxing on an island, or you can hear the kids in the background. They're not at an office. And what happened is people who are far removed from other people lose people skills. For instance, I'm a nurse. Mm-hmm. You can't learn nursing from a computer. You have to be there. You have to actually do the work, use your legs, walk around, see how procedures are done to actually be a nurse and to actually take care of a patient. I can't see automation taking up that skill, but they're trying, and the computer's not going to be able to do it. The telephone's not going to be able to do it. I have friends that are carpenters and
Oh, sure.
Know how to do a lot of things around the house. Automation's not going to be able to do that. Working on airplanes, people have to have a skill. You are losing the human communication between other people. Like, I really can't see you, but I can't see your face. I can't read your expressions. I can't look into your eyes and sort of read your soul in a way. So I think, and I'm wondering how much the Great Reset people have to do with this. I'm just losing the human touch, so to speak, with mm-hmm. other people. When I go to a waiting room for a doctor's visit, I turn my phone completely off. But I'm looking at other people that are actually have their face in a phone. And I'm counting who does and who doesn't. Because you could be talking to another person instead of just all absorbed in that telephone. I don't think it's a good thing. You lose a spiritual component of life that way. I hate to see that coming. Driverless semi-trucks are scary. I don't care what anybody says. Can you imagine 80,000 pounds coming right at you with no driver? So I don't think it's good. My friend's son goes to Portugal and works IT. These people are making over $120,000 just to sit on a computer with no skill except that intellectual ability.
Yeah.
That's what I think about it.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call very, very much. Take care. Mary in St. Pete, everybody. And, yeah, I appreciate what she's talking about. Yeah, there's just a lot of separateness that happens when you don't have people working closely together in person. And certainly, yeah, if you're an airline mechanic or you're doing certain things that you literally cannot phone in, shall we put it that way. But a lot of administrative stuff, and this is what I think Chris was talking about as well, and you get a lot of these big offices with lots of bullpens or lots of desks and chairs and wired telephones and things of that nature. All that is just the paradigm has shifted in terms of that. But what Mary was talking about too was everybody kind of being on their phone, and that does create kind of a real separateness in our society, especially if you're in a situation where you are waiting and so forth. Sometimes it's good, but yeah, it can be kind of awkward nowadays to try to strike up a real conversation. But certainly, and what I hope too is what comes through on the radio is the emotion, is the inflection, is the passion that we feel so very strongly about these very important issues that affect all of us every single day. And so at least as far as the radio goes, I'm hoping that it actually continues to bring people together. And as we've talked about many times, building this overnight community is really something. And I'll just say it again, it's the best job in the world. And I do have you to thank for that. Well, of course, and again, I appreciate what Mary's talking about. We're continuing to monitor what's happening in Los Angeles, and some of the video that we've seen come out of the UCLA campus of people really just hitting each other with boards, spraying each other with what appears to be pepper spray, things like that, clashing in a very violent manner. And this is something that obviously, we can't allow to continue, but it is indicative now of just how far gone a lot of these groups can really be. And what I actually kind of, really makes me mad is, especially when, again, you have Jewish people who are being singled out and targeted. And again, I mean, just for the sake of argument, supposing that tomorrow all these protests were over and everybody went back to class, let's say, and you're going to be sitting in the lecture hall, and you're going to be sitting next to the person who you were trying to keep out of the classes yesterday solely because they're Jewish. You know, this is something that is deep-seated. This is something that's very difficult to solve, obviously, overnight. It's a matter of hatred. It's a matter of the heart. And would to God that we're just going to be able to find a way. But you have people that have been literally indoctrinated into this kind of terrible and evil philosophy, right? It's not okay to say, okay, well, you know, the Jews are the huge problem here, and if we could just, you know, get rid of Israel, everything would be better. That's crazy talk. But, you know, it's coming from groups or it's coming from individuals, and they are espousing this kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, if this was about any other group, well, there would be massive response even from the government, basically. There would be investigating for federal hate crimes. They'd be looking at violations of civil rights and so forth. And the way that this is even being handled so far, at least rhetorically from the federal government, I think is missing the mark quite a lot. In fact, they caught up with Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, earlier to talk to her about some of her remarks. She talked about meeting a lot of Jewish students in the encampment, and she says it's really unfortunate that that people don't care about the fact that, and this is her words, all Jewish kids should be kept safe, and that we should not tolerate, and not have to tolerate, anti-Semitism or bigotry for all Jewish students, whether they are pro-genocide or anti-genocide. So, again, this is very disturbing, and so that actually prompted the CEO of the Anti-Defamation League to come out and say that her comments were, quote, patently false and a blood libel, unquote, to suggest any Jewish student is, quote, pro-genocide. Again, what kind of backhanded thing is that? Okay, oh, well, you know, we just got to be nice anyway, even if they're pro-genocide. I don't think that Israel or the Jewish people are somehow pro-genocide. In fact, if you look at Hamas, Representative Ilhan Omar, you'll find, and you probably know this already, that Hamas is actually genocidal because they want to get rid of Israel and kill all the Jews. You know, folks, it's as if we've gone into the Twilight Zone. But we're here to try to pull us back out of the Twilight Zone. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. We're going to talk some sports with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control, saying the demonstrations have surpassed protected free speech.
We desperately need, the country needs, clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
He and other top Republicans have demanded the university's president resign over the escalating situation. House Democrats have announced their opposition to any attempt to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Democratic leadership leadership said their conference will move to table a motion by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position if it is brought up for a vote. Walmart is closing all 51 of its health care centers and discontinuing virtual health care services. This strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in health care access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is a mighty powerful heat that it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through this Wednesday morning edition. If you're just waking up, just turn on the radio. We're glad that you're there because we have a lot more to tell you about. We've been talking about these protests pretty much all morning long, of course, looking at some of these developments. They're happening out on the West Coast right now, and we'll continue to tell you if there's any kind of a change or a major development. Right now it's about 2:33 in the morning on the West Coast. So to some of these protesters, I'm sure the night is still young. All right, Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860, The Answer, and you can hear Patrick every Sunday morning from 11 a.m. Pacific. Pardon me, I'm telling you, it feels like it's 2:30 a.m. It is, but every Sunday morning from 11 a.m. Eastern time to 12 p.m. Eastern time. I think I got that right, Patrick. That's when you hear the Sports Zone, right?
You got it, my man. 11 to 12 on Sunday mornings.
Oh, right.
Right.
Very
before
cool.
The sports kicks off, man. That's what we try to do, especially NFL Sunday. It's always good. We talk college football and pro ball, obviously, on Sundays. And, you know, obviously with college basketball and pro basketball when the time's right. Now it's more of, you know, hockey and basketball that we're talking about and making happen. And I had the draft last week, which was exciting, so that was good. And I was having a good time with it, Cal. So it's all about you. You hit a nerve there with the protest. Isn't it a time and place? Where have we lost time and place? I just don't get that. I really don't. I don't have a problem with you protesting. That's what made this country great. but right place, right time. And it doesn't give you the right to stop me from doing what I have to do because you want to protest. Whoever thinks that, talk about selfish and out of line. I don't know how to put it any other way, Kyle.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. You mentioned time and place, and they throw all that out the window now because they just want to disrupt completely. And in other words, be in your face wherever you go. You'll never get away from it. I think that's their plan.
I thought in the Constitution there the right to assemble, but you had to do it the right way, didn't you?
Well,
I don't know, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's really something. And but I, of course, you mentioned about some of these sports issues that we're looking at. Just real quick, I wanted to ask you because I saw this article just a little while ago. It looks like Mike Trout is going to be out again, torn meniscus.
Yeah, it's sad, man. Everybody loves Mike Trout. I mean, the guy's just an all-American boy who does everything but right, okay? And just loves sports, loves, he's from the Philly area, big Philadelphia Eagle fan. And he just, unfortunately, Father Time, man, it doesn't play.
Yeah.
You know, sooner or later, you're going to get hurt. Your body wears down. Age always gets the best of us, unfortunately. And, he's just having a rough go of it the last few years.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing pretty good. His batting average was not good. Kyle was hitting around 220. And he had 10 home runs, though, and 14 RBIs and 6 stolen bases. So, I mean, that's a pretty good start to the season.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to be at the game on Monday night, but circumstances changed, and I wasn't able to go. And I think that's when he started feeling real bad during that game. But oddly enough, we were actually at an Angel game where he did, pull a muscle in his leg or something. And he was out for a long time. And I remember watching him actually, when it happened and he started kind of limping. And he was out for quite some time after that. So this poor guy, but he is a great player, as you said.
Yeah, it's sad. He doesn't even know how it got to this point. It's just wear and tear, man. People don't realize playing 160 games a year, it's going to put some tear on your body. It just is what it is. It's not baseball isn't the most demanding as far as physicality, but still wear and tear, flying all over the place. Your body just, breaks down over time. And he always played hard, man. He always gave you 100%. He was like the Pete Rose of our era. So I like this kid. I wish him the best. Hopefully he can come back, finish out this year or come back next year and go out with some class and style. It looks like he'll finish out in Angel, Kyle, which I think is pretty cool. Many guys do that anymore, and it looks like he will. So I like that.
Indeed.
Out in your neck of the woods, the Cardinals are real happy with Harrison Jr. His dad was a great wide receiver, and I believe he'll do a great job for the Phoenix Cardinals out there. So I'm looking forward to them doing a great job and making it happen with that kid. Wow, great game last night. Heartbreaker in this area. A lot of us love the Orlando Magic, and they lost 104-103 to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So very exciting game. Monday night, the Lightning got knocked out of the playoffs by the Florida Panthers. So a couple things there for us folks here in the Tampa Bay area, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
But, root for those teams. You and I'll have to talk Friday about the Kentucky Derby, man. You'll have to look it over a little bit. You and I'll talk about which horses we both like and see how they'll come out and do. And Friday's a cool day, too. It's called the Kentucky Oaks, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a big day Friday in good old Louisville. I kid with my friends up there and say, hey, how's everything in Louisville? They go, knock it off, Patrick, but it's all in fun. And, it's just funny. All the the Indian names in your state, pal. Good luck with that. So, you know, you gotta, there you go. It's okay to have fun and joke around about different things. You know, as long as you're doing it with tongue in cheek and just try to have a good time. I think that's kind of part of our problem in this country, Cal. I don't know if you ever get into that, but we take everything so serious that political correctness has just gotten so silly now that it really doesn't even have merit. You know, you can go too far anything in life, and then it just loses its really meaning.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yeah.
It's funny, man. It's funny stuff. But, you know, I have a good time with my clients, Cal, and everybody. I try to just be a little more lighthearted. I mean, we're all in this thing together. We're all trying to get by. Yeah, you know, let's just treat each other with a little more kindness and respect and civility. And, you know, if you want to protest, getting back to that, or you have a difference of opinion, that's fine. I mean, I have people that want to argue with me about, you know, Social Security, Medicare, insurance, veterans benefits. I mean, we don't need to argue. We can have a serious discussion. Tell me what you're looking to do and what's good for you, and what you have a problem with, it's okay, because we all have been through some things. But don't let one thing in life dictate the rest of your life when you're dealing with people. I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Cal, I have a great time coming on the show with you. I'm glad things are going good for you, man.
Well,
it's cool when you talk about going with your son to the Angels game. I think that's a very important thing. We need to spend some more time with our kids and our families and friends and do things. And, you know, you got to plan for that just like you have to plan for your future, you know, and I help out people with that every day. I try to save them money and take care of people. So if anybody's listening and feels that they have some questions that what I specialize in, I just kind of shared with you, give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Cal, always a pleasure, man. I look forward to talking to you Friday morning. Say hello to my friend Brandon Rimes.
I sure will.
He's the real estate QB, consumer QB, and, you know, they all get around and say, hey, there's the insurance QB with Brandon, or, you know, the coach, mm-hmm. you know, of insurance. So we have a good time in life, brother, and we're highly favored and blessed, and God bless you, Cal, and everybody at the audience. Everybody have a great day. Thanks, Cal.
Hey, thanks, Patrick. God bless. Take care. We'll talk on Friday. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. And yes, he is exactly right. We're going to be talking with the consumer QB, Brandon Rimes, when we return. And I do promise we are going to return. Returning momentarily. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So we understand that student protesters and even some faculty in these protests are demanding amnesty as they start to find out that there will be repercussions for what they're doing in so many cases. So I'll tell you what, yeah, we'll get right on that. That's my reaction to that. That's what I think of that. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. We just talked with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, but right now we're going to talk with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And, of course, you can hear Brandon right here on AM 860 The Answer every Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. And so without further ado, let's say good morning to our good friend Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thank you for the warm welcome. Appreciate that.
Anytime. My pleasure. So we got a lot going on.
So we're seeing, yes, sir, seeing more of the same. You know, kind of the low inventory keeps prices high in the housing market, although there is more supply coming on, coming on the MLSs regionally, depending on which area, which part of the country you're in. And just a reminder, we can help you in all 50 states and across the globe with Keller Williams Realty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, we keep watching these interest rates. I saw there was an economist quoted yesterday, a prominent economist, saying that interest rates may not change until maybe next year, 2025. A lot of this is hinging on whether or not the rates are going to move anytime.
Yeah, yep, and I don't think that the economy is going to get better because they just keep making bad decisions out of D.C., the bureaucratic deep state, and the powers that be right now. So, I don't see that happening either. the challenge is that, you know, the job market, they keep putting up these numbers and then downward revising those numbers later, kind of a game they play on paper. But yeah, the economy's not doing great, and it's because of poor leadership by Sleepy Joe and the like up in D.C. Now, it's a big regional difference, and you were talking about the schools too earlier. It's interesting. A lot of the schools, a lot of the younger students that are applying to schools are skipping Brown and Harvard, and they're saying, hey, we're going to go to school in the South instead. So it's a similar trend. It just seems like the entire country wants to leave blue states, traditionally for some of the crime, some of the weather, and some of the lockdown measures, towards the red states. And that's continuing now into higher education. We saw that throughout a couple of reports recently, again, moving to the states in the South. So that we're seeing that people want red states. They want freedom. But these leftist Marxist Democrats seem to have another plan in place.
Well, indeed they do. And it's something we've talked about before as well, Brandon. It's kind of coming up again here, and that is you have a lot of institutional ownership now of single-family homes. They would buy up these homes in droves, presumably to rent them out eventually and just control the real estate. But we understand that in states like Nebraska, California, New York, Minnesota, and North Carolina are looking at perhaps following the lead, I believe, on Republican bill in the Ohio legislature that's talking about heavily taxing these institutional owners, trying to sort of get them out of that business, because then regular folks can't buy houses easily.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen that with BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. We've seen that trend. And there was also something on the books in D.C. I believe it was maybe Senator Ted Cruz that was kind of spearheading that. I need to do some research to find out more about what they're doing, but it was something to the effect of trying to limit the amount of purchasing and to, you know, curtail the amount of those institutional buyers, because they come in and they compete with the first-time home buyers, they compete with the veterans and people that are just trying to, you know, live their American dream as a small family. And I know one thing that I heard on one of my podcasts this week was, I believe it was Minnesota. They are also, you know, there's this attack on home ownership from the left. They want you to live in these big stacked up buildings, multifamily buildings. So they're doing away with single family housing zoning, and they're only allowing any new buildings, new structures, anything that was torn down has to be a multifamily. Because they just love to stack people on top of the other, and they don't want people to be able to spread out and have their own freedom in their own yard. So that's another attack that we're seeing on home ownership from the left.
Yeah, that's really concerning because, again, yeah, it's almost as if it, by depriving you, really, of the ability to have your, you know, the American dream and, you know, I guess you could say, you know, white picket fence, you know, that kind of thing in a community where you feel like you're invested and it's not just such close quarters, you're not sardines.
Yeah, and they don't want that. They want more control, and they can control people more when they're renters, when they rent and they're stacked up one on top of the other. They love that metropolis, that city feel versus the rural or even suburban feel, and they don't want it. And it's in line with the globalist wanting to continue this trend of you will own nothing and you're going to be a renter. And they're doing it in the automobile industry as well. They want people to have to Uber and Lyft everywhere. They don't want you to own your own vehicle. They don't want you to have autonomy. They don't want you to have gas burning vehicles. They want it to be all electric. That way they can pull the plug if they deem that this state or this city is outside of the boundary of what they approve as, you know, their rules and their set of the game. So yeah, it's all part of that globalist World Economic Forum mindset, Kyle.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the key word you mentioned there too, Brandon, was autonomy. And especially the automobile is one of the greatest expressions of that, but also is the homestead, you know? I mean, your house is your castle kind of a thing, where you feel like you have real roots, and this is your home. If everybody is only subscribing to their apartment, to their vehicle, or their ride service, or any of these kinds of things, you're right. You start to lose that notion that, hey, I work for this, this is mine, I make my own decisions in life, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you lose that home ownership pride. You know, that homeowner is going to spend their weekends putting in the flower bushes around that beautiful white picket fence. I remember my mom had beautiful roses all the way around our front yard and side yard, actually maybe even the backyard, with roses, you know. So you take that time, you put in that extra flower bed, you spend time on the weekends, and you beautify your property. Whereas if you're just renting, nah, you're not even going to pick up the trash.
Right, right, exactly. And they'll try to sell it with this idea of convenience. Well, you just call the landlord, but a lot of times, sometimes that's not as easy as it sounds, and especially, you know, sometimes they don't want to fix stuff until they absolutely have to in so many cases.
Yeah, and we saw the state of New York redefine what a squatter was. They had to actually go in and redefine squatter after this lady got arrested, and another lady found herself killed and stuffed into a duffel bag because of these squatters and these illegals. So, yeah, so the left has nothing but bad ideas, and it's ruining our country, and we cannot let it continue.
Yeah, you're right there with you, Brandon, absolutely. So how do folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can reach me directly at 813-917-1894. You can call or text 813-917-1894. All your real estate needs worldwide. Keller Williams Realty, number one real estate company in the world. Also online at consumerqb.com is our website for the radio show, consumerqb, like quarterback.com. And we thank you, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it. And again, everybody can hear you right here on AM 860 The Answer, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is Monday through Friday, correct?
Yes, that sounds is correct. Good. Consumer Quarterback Show. Yes, sir.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, my friend.
All right, brother. Have a good week.
You too. Take care. All right, Brandon Rhymes, everybody. And folks, I can't believe it. We're heading out to the end of the program this morning. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the direct messages, the calls, everything. And we're going to see you tomorrow morning bright and early. So go out there and make it a great day. Kyle Warren saying, take care out there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.